Today's daf is daf chaf. So we got four lines down. We just finished off with the last words of Shevi al Tase Shaini, that when it came to an Issa Deraisa, although a certain person couldn't violate the Issa Deraisa, even in the face of Kavod HaBrios, we did say Vishevi al Tase different. If it comes to passively not performing a mitzvah, that would be permitted. So I didn't get a chance to read Rashi because Rashi was long, but let's just read at least the first few lines of Rashi to understand this, and then we'll go right to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rashi says two lines down, Shevi al Tase Shaini, Dvarim Rabim Hitiru La'akor Davar Min HaTorah. There are many things that Chachamim allowed you to uproot a din deraisa, whether it be for a siyag purpose or for the purpose of kavod habrios. Only hecha de'enu oker davar b'maisi adayim el yoshe b'mkomo. Only if you were not proactively violating a vera, as opposed to just sitting back and ignoring the vera, ignoring it, shevi al tase, that's when they permitted you to miss a deraisa, if there's a good reason. The davar torah ne'akameilav, and then it just ends up missing the mitzvah without you having to do anything. The Gemara, Rashi gives an example, could go in tkiya shofar v'lula b'shabbos. These are two great examples where they said, don't perform the mitzvah of shofar Rosh Hashanah if it falls out on Shabbos. Ah, isn't there a mitzvah derisa to blow the shofar even on Shabbos? Because of his siyag, he says, shevi al tase, sit back and don't perform the mitzvah. That was the example we were talking about. And there's a long Rashi to explain various examples where it is shevi al tase versus an example where it's kumvi ase. So one of the examples he mentioned is wearing kalayim, even though I'm not putting it on. But once I'm wearing it, that's called kumvi ase. So therefore, even for kavod habrios, I can't continue to wear it. That's a kumvi ase violation of shatnez. That's why he must remove it. So for shevi al tase, I could violate an avera shevi al tase if it's for kavod habrios or a siyag. But to do kumvi ase to violate an avera, that would not be permitted. Okay. So back to the Gemara now, four lines down, the two dots. The Gemara says, Amr le rapapa le bayim. Ma'ishna rishonim, this rachashilu nisa, how come the earlier generations were zocha to have miracles performed on their behalf? And we'll see an example later on. Umaishna anan, as opposed to us, or Papa, complains. Anan lo mishachashinu lanisa. We're not zocha for a miracle. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, he says further, Imishum, if it's because Tanuya b'shnei de Rav Yehuda, because the years of Rav Yehuda was of the Doros HaRishonim, Kula Tanu b'Nezikin Havu, that they're all learning Nezikin, but in the Limud HaTorah, well, we're much greater than them, because Ana Kamasnisin Shesa Sidja, they only learn Nezikin. We learn Shisha Sidra Mishnah, so we're certainly much more learned than they were. And not only that, V'chi Havu Mate Rav Yehuda v'Uksin. When Rav Yehuda would get to the end of Maseches Uksin, and you would get to the Mishnah, Ha'isha Shekaveshes Yerek B'Kedera. If she was letting pickling, a vegetable in a pot or a bowl, V'amrla, others say, Zesim Shekavshim B'Trefasan, or olives, they're Tahorim. So with Rashi explains, because when you, usually the leaf serves as a yad, as a handle of the fruit. But once you pickle it, so the yad no longer functions as a yad, a leaf isn't a yad of the fruit anymore. It's Tahor. Whatever the halacha is, but when he got to this Mishnah, this one Mishnah, what do they say? Amr Havayis Deravu Shmuel Kachazina. It's such a hard Mishnah. It's like the shock of attires, the kushes and the terutim of Rav Shmuel. This is really hard. However, Anan, we, Kamas Nisan B'Uksin Tleisa Mesif, the 13 yeshivas are learning Uksin. It's easy for us. So clearly, we surpassed the earlier generations in Limud HaTorah. So why then are they, were they Zochat to Nisan, and we're not? And V'ilu, even though they were so inferior in Limud HaTorah, when Rav Yehuda of the earlier generations, Kihava Shalav Chad Misana, when he took off just one shoe because it was a drought, that was sufficient, Asa Mitra. Rain came just by taking off a shoe. V'anan we, in this current generation, Kamatzarina Nafshana Mitzaveh Katzavchinan, we're going through all types of afflictions and pains, and we're screaming out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and yet still, for less than Mishkachban, no one's paying attention to us. What's the difference here? So, just a couple interesting things before we get to the answer. Firstly, why is this conversation coming up right now? So, Rashi explains why it's coming up here. If you look at Rashi, Benizikin Hava, Rashi says, Lo hayu gedol mechol gemara shal dal tzadarim, ela betlasa baba shalanu. They only learn baba metziah, baba kaba, baba kaba, baba metziah, baba basa. That's all they learn. So firstly, why Dafka Nezikim? So the Gemara in Baba Kama tells us that Rav Yehuda himself said, one who wants to be a chassid, harotz lios chassid, should be osik in Nezikim. It says Nezikim, brachos, and avos. So one of them is Nezikim. Nezikim is a very big din in chassidus. So that's why Rav Yehuda himself, he focused very much on learning Seder Nezikim. Fine. So then Rashi says further, V'hai milsa nakid hachas, why are we talking about this conversation right here in the context of Maseches Brachos? Mishum demari shemosa nafshan al kedushas Hashem. We're about to see the answer, because they're mosa nefesh, v'yan hashta arinami b'mishim mivaza atzmo al kedushas Hashem, lifsho klaim b'shuk. A person was willing to disgrace himself for kedushas Hashem. If he found out that he was wearing shanis, he would remove it even though he would be shirtless in the shuk. That was a kedushas Hashem. So here as well, we're about to give the answers about kedushas Hashem. That's the correlation to the Gemara here. So what's the answer again? So how come the old, earlier generation were zochet to Nisim and we're not? So the Gemara answers, Amalei, Kamai, the first generation, the earlier generation, have a kamaser nafshayah b'kedushas Hashem. They would sacrifice themselves for kedushas Hashem. We'll see an example of this in just a moment. Anan lo misarinan nafshan kedushas Hashem. We're not mosa nefesh. And therefore, it's a mesiras nefesh that earns nisim. Why is that? So the Ein Yaakov explains, because mesiras nefesh is against the person's teva. To remove a person's shirt to jump in the fire, these are things that are against the teva. So once we're willing to do something against teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back with nisim, which are also against the teva. So what's an example of how they were moser nefesh? So Gemara brings an interesting story here. Kihad Rav Ada Bar Ava Chazia Lahi Kava Kusis Dava Levisha Karbolasa Bashuka. So he once observed that a certain Kusis was walking around in the shuk and she wear a Karbolasa, some type of Chashuv Begi. Rashi explains, right? Shame Levush Chashuv and Savar Debashi Shalhi. Now what happened was Rav Ada thought she was a Jew. So come Karminai. That, and it was apparently shatnez, so he tore it off her. He ripped off the clothing, thinking it was a Bas Yisrael violating shatnez. And Iglai Milsa became apparent to Kusis, she was actually a Kusis. So what did Rav Ada do? So Shaimi Ba'arba Me'azuzer, so they assessed the value of the shirt he tore, that it was 400 zuz. And Amrlei, so he says to the lady, Mashmeich, what's your name? Amrlei, Matun, or Masun, that's her name. So Amrlei, Matun, like a Matana, I'm going to give you double, Arba Mea Zuze, Shavya. I'm going to pay you 800 Zuz for tearing the Begad. Either way, he said, we'd see from here that he's willing to tear the clothing in the Shuk for the purpose of Mesiras Nefesh of Kiddush Hashem. A little bit hard for us to understand, but that was the example how they were Moser Nefesh in the earlier generations, and they were Zochet to Nisim as opposed to the generations thereafter. Gemara now says halfway down two dots, Rav Gidal, have a Ragil, Dava Ka'azil, he would oftentimes go and sit, the Yosef Ashare Hatfila. He would sit by the gates of the mikvah. Amar Lahu, Hachitfila, he would encourage the ladies, go to the mikvah. So Amri Leh, Rabban, the Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, Lo kamistapia mar miyetahara. Are you not concerned with the yetahara, knowing the women are going to the mikvah? That's inappropriate. So Amar Lahu, Damyan Bape, Kikave Chivura. These women are no different than white geese. And which means it doesn't affect him. He was unaffected by the Yitara, and therefore it was okay for him to encourage the women to go to the mikvah. A similar ma'isa with Rabbi Yochanan, have a ragil, to have a ka'azil, v'yosef ashari tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan himself would also sit by the gates of the mikvah. And Amar, he said, kisakun benos Yisrael, when the benos Yisrael would leave the mikvah, v'asan mitfilah, they'd return back from the tefillah back home, mistaklim bi, they would look at me, Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan was very beautiful, the Gemara tells us. V'neve lehu zara de shapir kivasi, and by looking at me, that would somehow affect their children, they would have beautiful children just like me. Okay, also a very interesting Gemara. So Amar Lei Rabbanan say, lo kamastafina mar me'ein abisha. Are you not concerned of Ayin Hara? So they're looking at how beautiful you are. Won't that somehow create some Ayin Hara? Amar Lehu Ana Mizar de Yosef Kaasina. I am a descendant, a direct descendant from Yosef Atzadik. De Lo Shal to Be Eina Bisha. That we are not subject to the powers of the Ayin Hara. It says in the pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras Ole Ayin. That it goes above the Ayin. Amar Rabbi Abohu Altikre Ole Ayin Ela Ole Ayin. Those who arise above the Ayin Hara, that they're unaffected by the Ayin Hara. So to all the descendants of Yosef Atzadik. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehachi. He brings a different pasuk to prove the same point that Yosef Atzadik and his descendants are protected from Yetzirah, the Ayin Hara, rather, as it says, "Vayidgula Rov b'kav Aretz, Ma Dogim Shabiyam my mechasim aleim, just like what fish in the sea, the water serves as a shield, protecting them from ayin hara. Ve'ein ayin hara shulates behem af zaro shel Yosef ein ayin hara shulates behem. So by comparing va'yigul larov, even though it literally means they should multiply like the fish, it also means that they're protected like the fish. Now there's some explanations why that is, and some say because the way the water works, when you look at the fish, the water makes it look like it's there, but it's really a few inches this way or to that way, and therefore it's protected from ayin hara, and that passed on to Yosef and his descendants, such as Rabbi Yochanan. Gemara then says,
isn't this pasuk for all the...
No, this is for, this is given to Yosef Tzadik.
That's the addition.
Right. Mibai same, alternatively, ayin shel ratza lazun, mima she'en shelo, ein ayin hara shelet esbo. The eye that Yosef Tzadik did not run after that which he saw, in other words, Eshet Potiphar, he was able to have incredible self-control, so too, just like he protected his eye, so too he'll be protected from the ayin hara. Okay, now the Mishnah tells us in the bottom here of Amud Aleph. Noshim v'avadim v'katanim p'turin mikriyashma. Women, slaves, and minors are all pater from reciting Shema. So look at Rashi in the bottom here. Rashi says, Noshim v'avadim v'katanim p'turin mikriyashma. Shehi mitzis aseh she'azman grama. Shema is time-bound. V'kaim l'mekadushin, the Noshim p'turos midiraisa, they're pater from mitzis aseh she'azman grama. Ketanim, why are ketanim pater? That's why women are pater. Why are ketanim pater? Ketanim afilu katan shegi lechinuch lo hitilu al aviv lechanecho bekriyashma. It was not imposed on the fathers to make sure they recite Shema. Why? Lefi she'eino matzoi tamim kishemagia zman kriyashma. Oftentimes, the fathers out learning or running to work, they're not around the children in the morning to encourage them to say Shema. Therefore, they didn't impose it upon the parents. Now, interesting thing here, the Rashi is clearly, Rashi l'shitasu, other places, there's a chakira, who has the obligation of chinuch? Is the chinuch on the parents or is it the child? When Chachamim created chinuch, is there, are they saying, you children, the age of 12, 11, 10, you're chayiv in mitzvot or no? That the parents are obligated to ensure that the children perform the mitzvah. So it's clear in Rashi that the mitzvah is on the father, and since the father isn't around in the morning, therefore there's no chinuch of kriyashma. Tosus argues and says, no, he says, actually, we'll wait on this piece. It's actually on the, let's read this. Tosus writes, V'ketanim p'tur mikriyashma, perish, hakunchish, Rashi says, katan shegil chinuch. Even though the child reaches the age of chinuch, the father's not around to enforce it. So therefore, there's a p'tur. But lo nihira, says Tosus, the habit perak lulav hagazo, aminan, katan hayodeya lishmor tefillin, a child who knows how to protect and preserve tefillin properly, aviv chayv l'knosel tefillin, the father needs to buy for him. Alma, kishehagia l'chinuch, the shaycha b'tfilin, chay b'tfilin. When he reaches the age, he's chay b'tfilin, even though the father might not be around to tell him to put it on. Ukriyashma nami, yesh l'chayvo, yosem istama, you should chayv him. So therefore, Rashi Tosus thinks that this katanim or pater is a katan sheloagia l'chinuch. But if it's a katan shegia l'chinuch, then he's chayv. But wait a second, how can that be true? The father's not around during Zman Kriyashma. Elamai, Tosus holds, the chiv chinuch is on the child. We don't care where the father is. The Chacham said that children are chayv in chinuch, that they have to perform mitzvahs even though they're not of 13 yet. They still have to bring be chayv them, and that's why, even if the father's not around, a katan shegil chinuch is chayv in Shema, according to the Shita of Tosus. Now, what about Avadim? Why are Avadim pater from Kriyashma? So Pashup Chat is, we know the Gemara tells us that women and Avadim are only chayv in mitzvahs that women are chayv in. So since women are high, are pater in Shema, through the Gezer Shavah Lala, Avadim are also pater in reciting of Kriyashma. That's the Pashup Pshat. But the Yushalmi says a different reason. We say in the Pasuk in Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Misha Yeshel Adon Achas, Yata Avadim, who has Shte Adonim. So they have two masters, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and their human master, and that's why the Yushalmi says women, Avadim, are pater from Kriyashma. Let's go on to Amud Beis now. The Mishnah continues to say on the top, Uminat Tfilin. Now, these three groupings of people, Nashim, Avadim, and Ketanim, are all pater from Tfilin as well. And yet, Chayavim, Betfila, Uva Mezuzah, Ubirkas HaMazon. They're Chayav to Davin, they're Chayav in Mezuzah, and they're Chayav in benching. Rashi in the top explains here, Uminat Tfilin, why are Ketanim pater from Tfilin? Bishum Destam Katan, Enio Deilishmor Gufa. He can't protect his body properly, Shleya Fiachabem. And they're all Chayav in Tfilah. Why? Rashi says, the Tfilah Rachmehi, it's Rachmim, they also need mercy. When the Chacham created the mitzvah of davening, they instituted for everyone all different types. So the Gemara now says, Kriya Shema Pshita. We know that women are patur in Shema, mitzvah aseh she'as man grama hu. V'chol mitzvah aseh she'as man grama. Nashim baturas, women are patur from. So why do we have to learn the Mishnah that women are patur in Shema? That was obvious. So Mal, the same, what would you have thought? Why would you have thought women are chayv in Shema? Ho v'isbe malchus shemaim. Since it's such an important mitzvah, it's being makaba malchus shemaim upon ourselves, maybe this should be an exception where women are chayv in. Kamash malan, no, even in this mitzvah, women are still patur. Uminat tefillin, they're patur in tefillin. Of course, pshita. Of course, they're patur in tefillin. Mal the same, what would you have thought? Ho v'iskash l'mezuzah. Since the passing in Shema connects tefillin to mezuzah, and women and ketanim are chayv in mezuzah, maybe they should be chayv in tefillin as well. Kamash malan, they're patur. Then the Gemara says, v'chayav in mitfila.
Wasn't
there
the patur? What's the logic?
Because mitzvah aseh, she has man grama.
So no, in regards to mezuzah.
But we'll see later on. It's about in a few lines from now. V'chayav mitfila, the chayav in tefila, why? The rachman in him, the rachamim. They also need to rachman. They have to ask bakashos, they have to ask for mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so of course they're chayav in. So mal the same, why would you have thought that women are patur in tefila? Because whole ksib, since it says in the pasuk, Erev avokev etzraim kimitzas aseh shazman grama. It spoke about a person should daven in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. That is time bound. There's three different times to make it. Maybe it's mitzas aseh shazman grama and women are pater. Kamash v'lan, women are chayv in them. So there is an interesting tosis here before you continue in the Gemara. Now, tosis in the top right betfila, and just skip the Dibur Maschil, two lines, and Rashi lo garsle. Rashi isn't goris this part of the Gemara. Shere tefila derabanan here. And tefillah, the whole concept of tefillah is derabanan, umay mitzvah aseh shayich bay. I mean, there's a discussion, do you say mitzvah aseh shazman grama on mitzvah derabanan or only mitzvah deraisa? Mitzvah deraisa is like tefillin, that everyone agrees you do have the patur mitzvah aseh shazman grama. But do you have a patur of mitzvah aseh shazman grama on derabanan? Rashi says no, women are chayv in all mitzvah derabanan, even if it is time bound. Therefore, Rashi isn't gorisis. But Tosa says, Mikom makom yesh li ashiv. I could still explain with the girsa. Deha halal derabanan. Halal derabanan. And yet, the nashim are paturos me hai taima, the mitzvah aseh shazman grama hi. So, a very important fundamental machlokes is the patur of mitzvah aseh shazman grama. Does it apply to mitzvah derabanan or not? That's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosa here in Brachos Daf Chof. Fine. The Gemara now says, Viter. Umezuzah, this is David's question. Why are women chayiv in mezuzah? Pshita, of course they're chayiv. Why do you think they're pater? So Gemara says, Ma'od the same, Hov iskash le Talmud Torah, since mezuzah connected to Talmud Torah, so women are pater from Talmud Torah, maybe they should be pater in mezuzah as well. Kamash v'lam, women are chayiv. So they don't explain here. I thought they did, but either way, the answer, the reason why women are chayiv in mezuzah, because they also need
right.
And mezuzah, the Rashi says here, it's quoted from the Gemara, I forget which Gemara this is, but maybe a Gemara in Kedushin, that says that leman yibru yimechem, that mezuzah, it guarantees you a long life. So women also need a long life. It says, gavri baychai, nashi lo baychai, only men need life, but women don't need life. And since mezuzah is attached to leman yibru yimechem, women are chayiv in mezuzah. So then the Gemara says, birkas hamazon, that women are chayiv in benching. So pshita, of course, they're chayiv in benching. So mal the same, why would you have thought that they may be potter in benching? Hulk, since the pasuk describes a person seder hayom, b'seis Hashem lachem be'ereb basar lechol, that Hashem gave meat in the midbar to eat at the evening, v'lechem aboker, then they gave bread in the morning, lisboa b'shma Hashem to sustain yourself. It sounds like a mitzvah aseh, she'azman grama dami, that you should eat in the morning and the evening, that's a mitzvah aseh. She has mom, grandma, and perhaps women should be pater. Kamash v'lan, women are chayiv. They're chayiv in benching. So Gemara is going to say further now. Amar Rav Ada bar Ava, nashim chayavos b'kiddush hayom. The women are also chayiv davar Torah. They're obligated to hear kiddush Friday night, midaraisa. So what's the basis for this? So even though the Mishnah didn't mention kiddush, Rav Ada is telling us they're also chayiv in benching and kiddush as well, midaraisa. Am I? Why they chayv in kiddush deraisa? Isn't it a mitzvah aseh shazman grama? Comes once a week only on Shabbos, and women are part of their mitzvah aseh shazman gramas. V'chol mitzvah aseh shazman grama nashim baturos. So Amar Abai says midirabanan. They're only chayv on a dirabanan level. On a deraisa level, they're part there because it's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. But midirabanan, they're mechayv women. So Amar Le Rava says v'hadavar Torah kamar. Rav Ada said they're chayv min haTorah, and you're saying it's midirabanan. That's hard to say. He said davar Torah. Moreover, Kol mitzvah aseh nechavinu midirbanim. Then why don't we say every mitzvah aseh shezman grama woman nechayv midirbanim? We don't say that. So we're not talking about dirbanim. We're talking about that women are actually chayv midiraisa. So how do we know? What's the basis? If it's a mitzvah aseh shezman grama, why are they chayv midiraisa of kiddush? So Ella Amar Rava Amar Kra, the Patek says Zoch v'Shamur. We know the Shnei Dibros that Zoch v'Shamur b'Dibur Echad, they were said together. So we have to attach Shmira v'Zechira. Kol sheyeshne b'Shmira yeshne b'Zechira. Whoever is subject to the Shmira, which are the lowest essays of Shabbos, they are by definition subject to the lachas of Zechira, the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos, which is Kiddush and Havdalah and Sudos. V'Hani Nashe, since these women are whole v'Snayel b'Shmira, they are certainly obligated in the lowest essays on Shabbos, because women, as the mission Kedushin say, tell us that women are chayv in all lowest essays in the Torah, with the exception of three, which is a kohenes can be matami tumas meis, and they could cut their beard, they could cut peos. Other than those three, they chayv in all lavim. So certainly they chayv in Shabbos. So since hol v'isnayu b'shmira, mimela isnayu b'zechir, the chayv in the zechira, which would include kiddush, so the chayv davar Torah. This actually poses an interesting question. When men, saying kiddush and wine is really a dirabanim, the Gemara Nazir says. But Midiraisa, saying the words Vayichulu is a sufficient performance of Kiddush. So now when we daven in Shul Friday night, we say Vayichulu in Shmona Esrei, we say Vayichulu afterwards, so we fulfilled our Midiraisa obligation. How do we go home and motzi our women the Midiraisa? Because they're Chayav Midiraisa. What is only Chayav Midiraban that say in Kiddush can't be motzi a woman who's Chayav Midiraisa? So one of the answers are, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, when you get home, wish your wife a good Shabbos. And when she responds to good Shabbos, that is somehow a fulfillment of Kiddush, and therefore you're both only chayv on a Durabanan level, and then you can be motzi her Kiddush on the Yayin. Gemara now says, halfway down the page here, Amalei Ravina. Ravina says, L'Rava. Nashim bebirkas amazon deraisa o Durabanan. So we said above in the Mishnah, the women are chayv in benching. But we want to know, are they chayv on a deraisa level, or are they chayv only on a Durabanan level? The main nafkamin, who cares? Either way, they have to bench. So the Gemara says the nafkamin is lafuke rabim yidei chavasim. Can they be motzi rabim or men on a deraisa level? The men are certainly chayim mederaisa. So if women are only chayim mederabanan, he who's or she who's chayim mederabanan can't be motzi someone who's chayim on a deraisa level. So it's very important to know her level of obligation. So Iyamr, the Gemara says this all out. If you say that she's chayv under the deraisa level and benching, so also deraisa, umapik deraisa. She has a deraisa, obligation deraisa, she can be motzi others who are chayv under deraisa. But Elo Iyamr, if you're going to say she's only chayv dirabanan, says the Gemara, have she'ena mechui b'davar, she's not really chayv in the matter, on a deraisa level at least. V'chol she'ena mechui b'davar, he or she who's not chayv in something, ena motzi esir harabim, yidei chavasan, cannot be motzi others their chiv deraisa. So before getting to the answer, so what's the havamina in the tzad to say that women are pater and benching, they're only chayim with their banan? Why would women be pater from benching on a deraisa level? So there's a very interesting machlokas Rashi Tosis. Look at Rashi, O dirabanan, halfway down Rashi's. He says, Dichsiv al ha'aret ha'tova asher nasan lach, va'aretz lo nitna l'nekevos le'eschalek. That the essential part of benching is the connection to the land. And since women don't have a chelek ba'aretz, they can't bench. Rashi says, what about e mishum benos tzlafchad? So we have an example where women did get a chelek ba'aretz. Chelek aviyim who did not leishaya miyotze mitzrayim. That was a whole other world they got from their father's little chelek. It wasn't really their chelek, so don't bring kashas from benos tzlafchad. But simply because they don't have a chelek ba'aretz, that's why they'd be potter on a deraisa level. Tosas takes issue. Tosas says, Noshim bat birkas amazon deraisa o dirabonim. Perisha kontris, the sagadaitech de lo mechaiva mederaisa, vishim dechsev al arts and nahatova, vinashim lo nitlu chelik barets, umashinelo benosafra de chelik avim nalu. Fine. Tema. Kohanim levim nami tibai, shre lo nitlu chelik barets. The Kohanim levim didn't also get, they didn't get a piece of the land, so they should also be potter in benching. So, im kain, lo yotzi nachem yide chavasim birkas amazon. So Tosas is a different answer. Yesh lomar, the time mishum dechsev al brischa shechazam de bisreinu. You need a bris, and women don't have bris milas. Val torascha shilmatanu, and women are pater from Torah. So that's why women are pater from benching according to Tosas, because they're not a bris mila and they're not subject to Torah. But according to Rashi, who it's about chelik baretz, so what's he going to say about kohanim levim? There's a shilti giburim in the back that says kohanim levim are only chayiv to bench on a dirabanan level because they have no chelik baretz. Hard to say. The Magen Avraham writes, however, the Chayav Midiraisa, they do have a Chelek Baretz. Ari Miklat is their Chelek Baretz. So it comes out an interesting machlok, it's an interesting Hakira, that when the Kohanim Levim were given Ari Miklat, was that given to them Betoras, the Yushami has a Hakira, was it Betoras Dira, or Torah's Chaluka or Torah's Matana. I forget how they say it. Was it given as a gift that they're borrowing it? They need a place to live, but they don't own it? And therefore, they're only chayv and benching on the Dirabana level? Or was it given to them as their chaluka, as owners of it, in which case they're chayv to bench based on owning the land? That ein lam chelek? Yeah, but they also give they also give an Ari Miklat as well. So how do you shim that Ari Miklat? So what it means is they weren't given other lands. No, so they weren't given other lands. Ari Miklat was given, but they weren't given other places. It's a big discussion. Not enough communities. Like, for example, can they collect rent? The Mishnah in Ma'akos, can they collect rent on the property in Ari Miklat? So 2 days in the Mishnayos, and the Yishami says it depends whether they own it or whether they don't own it. So this is another nafkamina, whether they're chayv and benching Midirayis or Midirabanim.
So I just want one question. Didn't we just say that when it says pshita, it says, Ma'ad etema betet Hashem lachem ba'erif basar lechoy ve'lechem ba'bokar lisboa. That's the reason why women shouldn't say...
That's a havamina. Why are you thinking not? It's
right. And then it says no.
Question of the chayv. It's a question, okay. When they say the chayv, is that a chayv chiv derayis or chiv midirabanim?
So then, now we're going back and saying, it's going back again and asking...
Trying to clarify.
If it's
exactly. So the Gemara says, so what's the bottom line? How do we pass with respect to women? So my. So Tashma, the Gemara says, Be'emes Amru, in reality it says, this is a Mishnah Masecha Sukkah. Ben Mevarach L'Aviv, a child is allowed to bench and motzi his father. Ve'eved Mevarach L'Rabba, and even an Eved Kanani could be motzi his own master. And Ve'isha Mevarach L'Bailin, a wife could be motzi her husband. Aval Amru Chacham, yet the Chacham said, Tavo Me'er La'adam, curse should be upon such a person, She'isha Ovana Mevarach L'Lav, that he can't daven, he can't bench, and his child or his wife is saying it for him. So now, either way, that's the pshat. It works, though. It works, and the mechanics are okay, that women can be motzi the husband. So it asks the Gemara. So Iyamis, if you say Bishma, deraisa women are chayv in a deraisa level, so this makes sense. Also deraisa, mapik deraisa, she can be motzi your husband. They're both on the same level of obligation. Eli Iyamis, if you're going to say that women are only chayv in dirabanan, also dirabanan, ma mapik deraisa, how could a chayv dirabanan be motzi a chayv deraisa? Gemara says, wait a second. Ula tamech, according to your own svara, what about the katan? The Mishnah said that Ben could also be motze his father. So that katan, bar chiyuva who? He's not a bar chiyuva. He's only a dirabanan chiyuv, not a deraisa chiyuv. El hacha b'maya askin, what's the case here? Could go in shachol shiura dirabanan, dirasa dirabanan, mapik dirabanan. It's where the husband or father ate a shir dirabanan. And since he only ate a shir dirabanan, that's why the wife or child can be motzi. They're all both on the dirabanan level. But if it was on, if he ate a shir of deraisa chiyuv of benching, then the wife or child could not be motzi. So just Rashi explains what's a shir dirabanan. Shir dirabanan, Rashi says, kazayis kagom kazayis the Rabbi Meir ukebet shel Rabbi Yehuda. The mederaisa on the deraisa level, v'chalta v'sevata v'rachta ksiv. You have to be fully satisfied. Aval b'shiura kiay lo mechayv elam derabanan, but to have a shiur of a kazayas or a kabeit, so we're not really full, and that's only a derabanan obligation. And Hilkach Rashi concludes asakatan derabanan umapik gadol. So too with respect to the isha. So back to the Gemara now. Darish of Avira zimnan amr lo mishmei derab ami. Sometimes when he said this statement, he quoted Rabbi Ami, and sometimes zimnan amr le mishmei derab yasi. Sometimes he quoted Rabbi Yasi. What was the statement? Amr malachim ashar. The malachim would say lifnei kavdish baruch. Ribona shel olam, kasev esarascha, it says in your Torah as follows. It says, asher lo yisafanim, lo yikach shochet. You're not going to show favor, you're not going to take bribery. V'alo atanosi panim liyisrael, but you're certainly showing favor to Klal Yisrael. The chesiv, it says, yisa Hashem panav elecha. The pasuk in Birchas Kohanim, you are lifting your face toward them, you are showing favor to them. Amalem Hashem says back to Malachim, you're right, but I can't help myself. V'chilo esa panim liyisrael, should I not? Shekasafti lahem b'Torah, I said in the Torah, v'chalt v'zat v'yachtas Hashem lokecha, you only need to bench when you're fully satisfied, but yet they go above and beyond, v'heim mitaktikin al atmam akizayis v'akabetza, even if it's less than a shear, they want to bench and thank me anyways. How can I not be yisa panim to them? And that's how the Gemara concludes. Let's begin the next Mishnah. Mishnah says, Bal Keri, Mehar Belibo, Veda Mavarech, where Bal Keri, he's still Tameh, so he could only think of brachos in his mind, but he can't articulate them, so he doesn't say the bracha lefanah of Shema, v'lo lacharen, or the brachos afterwards. Ve'al Hamazon, when it comes to eating, he is Mavarech l'acharev, he does bench, because since benching is deraisa, we allow Bal Keri, even though he's Tameh, he can recite the benching, Veda Mavarech lefanah, but he doesn't say the bracha beforehand. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mavarech lefanah, Ulachrim, Rabbi Yehuda, allow him to say the bracha both before and afterwards. The reason for all this, Rashi says here, Balkari, Bitakanis Ezra Ve'elach, Shetikan Tfila, the Balkarin La'asuk B'Torah. We'll learn more about this tomorrow's daf, that when it brought Balkari, there's certain takanas that he can or cannot say. So this is the Mishnah, but we'll appreciate it more tomorrow. So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Zos Ameris. So we said in the Mishnah that the Balkari, even though he can't articulate the words, he could think about the words. So we see here where Kidibur Dami, thinking is like speaking. Why? Because these Hakadaitech Lav Kidibur Dami. So if you think that here is not like Dibur, so Lama Mahar. If thinking is absolutely worthless, so why do we say that a Balkari should be Mahar? It's not accomplishing anything. So it must be that being Mahar or something is like Kidibur, as if you're articulating something. So Elamai my here Kidibur Dami. So if it's really Kedibur, so why not Yotzi B'Sfasav? So then if it really is like speaking, so why not at that point, then just say the words. Let him articulate the words. Because the Gemara says, Kedash Chan B'Sinai, just like we found by Sinai, the same thing that there were, even though no words were being articulated, still there's a concept of being Tahor when a person is Hirhur Kedibur Dami. So then the Gemara says, Rav Chista says the opposite. Rav Chista Amar, Hirhur Lav Kedibur Dami. No, thinking is not tantamount to speaking. So these hakadaitach here kadibur dami, because had it been here like speaking, so why did at that point just yotzi b'sfasav, just say the words then? Ella my here la kadibur dami. Here is actually meaningless. It's worthless. It's just thinking. It's not like speaking. Well, if it's not like speaking, lamin mahara. So why do you think at all? If here is not accomplishing anything, so why do we tell the balkari be mahara the brachos? I'm Rabbi Lazar. It's a kadesh lo yehu kol olam oskim bov who yoshiv abatil. It doesn't look nice from a Kaddish Baruch Hu's perspective that everyone is osik in the brachas and he's sitting there just thinking about the Yankees. So we want him to be mahara at least what the tzibur is doing, even though he's not accomplishing anything. It still is not you don't want to be poorish from that tzibur. So the Gemara says v'nigas bepirka achrina. Let him learn something different. So I'm Rav Adda Barava v'davar shat tzibur asu oskim bov. You want him to be osik whatever the tzibur is doing. So even though he may not be fulfilling anything, it's still at least staying. He's not being poorish from that tzibur. And we'll stop here and we'll continue the conversation mir shasem tomorrow.